This book, like many, has its origins in the editor's previous professional careers. Both of us were CIA intelligence analysts with doctorates in international relations or policy analysis, and we had common experiences in teaching intelligence. We first met as Bob handed off to Roger the position of the CIA's faculty representative to the National War College in the summer of 2001. At a senior military service college, there was never sufficient reading material for sophisticated officers to help them understand, at a very practical level, how intelligence analysis operated within the U.S. national security enterprise. Stories of espionage and technological wizardry were abundant. However, we needed to explain the nexus between intelligence assessments and national decision-making. Since then, we have observed that classification and the rare practitioner writing about analysis has kept that bookshelf nearly empty. Surveys of national intelligence tended to lump all analysis together, as if they covered it at all. Few textbooks mentioned the various analytic disciplines, and none explained how discipline-specific analysts did their work or why that mattered. If anyone needed an illustration of how important these disciplines can be, we would point to the war in Ukraine that was occurring as this book was written. A full range of analytic disciplines is on display. At the outset, no doubt some political and warning analysts at the CIA were reporting on the Kremlin's plans and demands, while others were probably assessing how the Ukrainian government, neighboring states, and others farther afield would react. Military analysts, of course, would be describing Russian force preparations, mobilizations, and deployments, assessing the two sides' perceptions, intentions, and capabilities, and tracking and assessing the two sides' operations and strategies, focusing on their strengths and vulnerabilities. Leadership analysts were likely attempting to describe Vladimir Putin's state of mind, past behaviors, and the origin of his twisted narrative about Ukraine never having been a nation. Volodymyr Zelensky's potential for leadership success or failure as a wartime president was surely addressed. As the West responded with sanctions, CIA economic analysts would be assessing the impact of those on a wide range of Russian financial and commercial operations, like oil production, not to mention the collateral impact on European economies dependent on Russian energy exports, and others dependent on wheat exports. Less obvious would be the role of the CIA's counterintelligence and cyber analysts, who would be watching for Moscow's security services' use of social media and cyber weapons to spread chaos within Ukraine, aimed especially at its economy and defenses, and to weaken resolve among Western allies. Finally, Putin's hints about using tactical nuclear weapons would send U.S. officials asking the CIA's science, technology, and weapons analysts about the Russian nuclear capabilities and about warning indicators of such weapons movements or other readiness measures. The pros, cons, and means of expanded intelligence sharing with Ukraine and the United States-led coalition of allies also required in-depth analysis. The Ukrainian crisis resurfaced the need for analytic work on areas that may have received less attention in the past, but clearly called for renewed attention. Political and economic analysts would have examined how much of the Ukrainian population would lose access to electricity, safe water, and heating. What would be the number of refugees, how they would leave threatened areas, and where they would go, with what support and imposing what burden? Science, technology, and weapons analysts would focus on threats to nuclear reactors subject to attack or isolation and their safe maintenance. Other technical analysts would concentrate on other industrial facilities that could pose environmental threats, such as the unintended release of chemicals. Such examples of discipline-specific work are merely the most obvious ones. A full inventory of possible intelligence questions that the disciplines at the CIA might address in just this one conflict are too numerous to list. However, it underlines the importance of distinguishing among the different types of analysis, as well as acknowledging that there must be collaboration across them to produce the best picture of a complex international crisis. Moreover, close attention to these discrete analytic disciplines will also illustrate how analysis is conducted in each and reveal similarities and differences in methodologies and tradecraft that analysts use in the different disciplines. The editors hope that this volume will begin to fill that bookshelf with useful descriptions of the range of analytic disciplines and the conduct of analysis in each that are essential if the CIA is to continue providing comprehensive coverage of major global events that have implications for U.S. national security.